Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. You think this is going to be an issue in this campaign?
Certainly will be.
Why?
Well, because that's what elections are for. You know, when the president and I would have a disagreement over the course of last summer as we were trying to solve our debt crisis, we get to a dead end and the president would look at me and say, John, that's what elections are for. Well, now we know that that's what this, when it comes to Obamacare, that's what elections are for.
But the truth is, you say Mitt Romney would work to repeal this, or he says, on day one. But don't you need a Republican Senate with a supermajority in order to get rid of it?
We will not flinch from our resolve to make sure this law is repealed in its entirety.
There's House Speaker John Boehner talking to CBS's Nora O'Donnell about the president's health care plan, which, as you know, was upheld last week by the Supreme Court and pretty much was the number one issue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show because it was the number one issue around the country on the stations that we monitor, which mostly are the news talk stations, the issue-oriented sort of political talk radio stations. So that is how we get started. The Obamacare situation, sort of a battle, continues there. And we'll spend some time on that during this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Much of the situation that exists on our Monday morning program comes from conversations on the various television news programs over the weekend. And let's bring you more of that. Back and forth with Nora O'Donnell and John Boehner from CBS's Face the Nation yesterday.
The House has already voted some 30 times to repeal or defund this law. What's one more?
And we're
going to
do it one more time.
What's the point?
We want to show people we are resolved to get rid of this.
You don't think after 30 times they think you're resolved?
This law will bankrupt our nation and put the government in charge of everyone's health care. This is the wrong direction. And while the court upheld it as constitutional, they certainly didn't say that it was a good law. This law is making it much more difficult for workers to get jobs. It's raising the cost of health insurance for the American people. Republicans believe in a common sense, step-by-step approach that will lower health care costs and allow the American people to choose the health insurance they want, not the health insurance the government wants them to have.
Is there anything good in this law?
Well, there's always going to be parts of it that are good. But when you look at the 2,700 pages that no one read, and, remember Nancy Pelosi said, well, we have to pass this before we know what's in it. Republicans are not going to go down that path.
I asked you if there's anything good in it because I want to ask you about some of the specific provisions in the bill. Since you're going to be repealing it, are you willing to roll back the provisions that would provide free mammograms under Medicare?
Listen, there are a lot of provisions that can be replaced. Remember, I said we want to take a common sense, step-by-step approach to replacing Obamacare.
Well, let's talk about what's specifically in this bill, because there are a lot of protections for individuals. If you're under 26 years old, you're out of a job, you can stay on your parents' insurance. Do you support that?
I do, and the health insurance industry has made that a practice within their industry.
They made
that statement a couple of weeks ago.
What about additional preventative care, like for children, for instance? You don't have to pay a copay on immunizations.
As I said, Republicans believe in a common sense, step-by-step approach to replacing this law. And all of those provisions, popular provisions, many of them very sound provisions, can in fact be done in a common sense way, but not in 2,700 pages that no one read.
What about pre-existing conditions? What about the millions of Americans that have pre-existing conditions and are discriminated against?
We believe that the way it is done within Obamacare is pushing the cost of health insurance for all Americans much too high. We believe that the state high-risk pools are a much more effective way to making sure that those with pre-existing conditions have access to affordable health insurance.
But access to affordable health insurance. But you're not saying you would be for a law that would prevent discrimination of those individuals.
No, we just believe there's a better way to make sure that they have affordable access to quality health insurance.
So when you repeal this, what are you going to replace it with?
I just started pointing out, we're going to take a common sense, step-by-step approach that puts in place the kind of policies that will make our health insurance system more what I'll call patient-centered and lower cost. The only proposal out there last year that would lower the cost of health insurance came from Republicans. Why? Because we've got policies that really will help bring down the cost of health insurance. It's clear that Obamacare is increasing the cost of health insurance.
800-510-8255. So the continuing conversation about Obamacare and how the Sunday morning programs took on that challenge. Here from Fox, Chris Wallace talks to the chief of staff for Mr. Obama, Jack Lew, about the huge tax increases that come to the middle class.
During the 2008 campaign, the president made some promises. The Republican National Committee, since the ruling by the Chief Justice that the mandate is a tax, they have put out a video noting what the president said to voters when he was campaigning in 2008.
If you are a family making less than $250,000 a year, you will not see your taxes go up.
You will not see one dime's worth of tax increase.
Any form of tax increase.
Question. Didn't the president break that promise?
Well, Chris, if you go back and you look at the laws that have been enacted since the president's taken off in office, we have cut taxes for those families. We have reduced their taxes.
But according to the Supreme Court,
families. That's not what the Supreme Court said. What the Supreme Court said was this was constitutional. They said it didn't matter what Congress called it. It is a penalty for the 1% who choose not to buy insurance.
Mr. Lew, they call it a tax.
No, actually, technically what they said is the Congress has many powers. There's a Commerce Clause. There's taxing powers, and it was constitutional.
I can't let you go there. It specifically said that it is not constitutional under the Commerce Clause. They said it is constitutional under the tax. And as to the question about raising taxes for the middle class, if I may, sir, let's just look at the record. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates that in 2016, 4 million Americans will pay the mandate penalty or tax. 75% of those people will make less than $120,000 a year, and the CBO says between 2012 and 2021, those folks will pay $27 billion in additional taxes. So,
Chris, if I may
just finish my question, and then I promise I'll let you talk. The middle class is taking quite a hit by what the Supreme Court said is a tax.
I think if you look at all of the laws enacted in the last 3.5 years, you would see that those families have a tax cut. That all the independent analysts, whether it's the Congressional Budget Office or others, would validate that there has been a tax cut for
middle class families. I'm not arguing that. All I'm saying is that this is a tax increase on the middle class of $27 billion over the next 10 years.
No, what this is, this is a law that says if you can afford insurance and you choose not to buy it, and you choose to have your health costs be a burden to others, you'll pay a penalty so that you'll pay your fair share. That's what this law says. For the 99% of the people who buy insurance or who get it through the tax cuts that are in this act, they're not going to be affected. You keep your insurance, you don't pay any kind of penalty. For the very few people who decide to be free riders and not have insurance but still have their costs go into the system so the rest of us pay it, there's a penalty. It is not a burden on the middle class.
What a load of you-know-what. All right, so that's my own... Those are my 2 cents worth. 800-510-8255. Both of the cents are worth the same. You're thinking on this. We get some of your calls in a matter of time. But we have all these Sunday morning programs to go through, and pretty much all of them were on the same subject, and that is the Obamacare ruling from the Supreme Court. More coming up in just a matter of moments here on The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do. And you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come
on. Select styles only in store only. Second per week.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're discussing Obamacare and the weekend talk programs that focused on them. From NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi about Republicans saying their top priority is to get rid of this.
Republicans have said they won't waste any time to try to repeal this. Is that fantasy from your point of view?
It's being the mouthpiece of the health insurance industry. And we're saying let's not have them be in charge anymore. Let the people be in charge of how they receive coverage and health care. They'll bring it up. And when they bring it up, they will ask for repeal. Repeal of all the things I said that help children, help young adults, help seniors, help men or women who may have prostate cancer, breast cancer, whatever it is, any precondition. And everybody will have lower rates, more, better quality care, and better access. So that's what they want to repeal. We're happy to have that debate.
So you don't think it's realistic? I mean, look, you fought in the trenches to get this thing passed. It wasn't easy. Do you think repeal is unrealistic?
Yes.
From Mitt Romney to Republican leaders, they say we're going to lead the charge on this.
I think that part of it is over. Do we always want to fight for more and better? We want to continue to lower cost, and we built that in to the Healthcare Affordable Care Act because one of the reasons to do the bill was because the cost of health care to individuals, to families, to businesses, no matter what their size, to local, state, and federal budgets, and to our economy, the costs were unsustainable. It's a competitiveness issue for business and for our economy. So we had to come to a place where we lowered costs for all concerned, and that we, again, take it down a path where we continue to lower costs.
800-510-8255. So we'll take some calls on this in a matter of moments, and also some more of the Sunday morning input, plus some talk radio input. That's all coming up here on the Countdown.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the continuation of our focus on Obamacare in the Sunday morning programs, Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the ABC program this week with George Stephanopoulos, talking to George Will and Keith Olbermann, who disagree, what a surprise, about who deserves a victory for the Supreme Court ruling.
There's so many ironies in this case. You know, you saw President Obama's signature legislation saved by a chief justice he opposed with an argument he rejected. And you add one more. You say that this is a major victory for conservatives.
Yes, I'll tell you why. The conservative legal insurgency made two arguments, both of which were dismissed as frivolous by the liberal law school professoriate, both of which won. Both were the broccoli argument, the Tea Party argument, if you will, argument against the Commerce Clause, said if you affirm this under the Commerce Clause, you will have given the federal government a general police power to prescribe, mandate, or regulate behavior of every individual at every instance of their existence. The court did not do that. In fact, it built a fence around the Commerce Clause. Then on Medicaid expansion, for the first time in history, a majority of states banded together to challenge the constitutionality of legislation, and they won. For the first time since the New Deal, 75 years, the Supreme Court has overturned a federal spending statute on the grounds that, by coercing the states, it undermines the dual sovereignty that is the heart of our federal position. So for two reasons, and these reasons are going to be there. If, come November, there's a Romney presidency and a Republican Senate, Obamacare will be gone, the Roberts precedents will remain.
Price worth paying, Keith Olbermann?
I think so, because we may be overthinking this from a larger standpoint in this country. The premise of the mandate as tax or tax as mandate, or the various subdivisions of what the meaning is, they're important to us, they're important to people analyzing this. To the public, the outcome was something the president proposed was upheld. Also, in a larger sense, if you think about what is a mandate, do we have them? Is this taxation possibility for non-users legitimate? Every day of our lives, we are subjected to the largest mandate any of us could ever have. We have to buy a product each day called the United States government. That mandate supplies everything from wars that we don't go along with, to solicitor generals we disagree with, to the
the salaries of the Supreme Court justices. So I think if you look at this from a layman's point of view, I think it's a pretty clear-cut victory for the president.
All right. It's interesting how the two sides can find victory. Oberman on the left and George Will on the right. 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Megyn Kelly. I'm sorry, Mo Kelly. No relation to Megyn. Talking to analyst Ben Domrick about Judge Roberts.
Do you think it was unexpected, and we're referring to Chief Justice John Roberts, do you think his decision, opinion, was unexpected because of previous decisions and opinions that he had written, which seemed to fall along conservative party lines and ideology?
You know, that's a good question. I think that one of the things that really was surprising about this is that there was a very obvious opportunity for the Chief Justice to side with the conservative majority and really restrain the power of the federal government. The federal government's power has really been unrestrained in so many areas, and not just from a conservative perspective, but just from the perspective of how much authority that they've had, that the possibility to write a decision that would have restrained its Commerce Clause capability and would have restrained its other powers would have been something that would have been a return, really, to the limited government understanding that we've had, you know, for most of the nation's history. Instead, Roberts chose to go in the opposite direction, and I think that what's something that not a lot of people are remarking on is the fact that in his actual decision, his Commerce Clause opinion was not joined by any of the other justices. When you release an opinion, you don't actually have to join with the full opinion, and if you pay attention to the way the decision is written, it's clear that the more liberal justices on the court joined only with the aspect of Roberts' position that expands the taxation power of the federal government. They didn't join with the one that restricts the Commerce Clause power.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is the 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days. Or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Continuing our talk radio review of the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare, affordable health, as it were. More talk host input and your calls at 800-510-8255. The last week of the Supreme Court's term told an interesting story. I think, sense there's a deeply divided court delivering interesting victories to the Obama administration on immigration and health care cases. Those decisions, however, obscured a different story about the work of the court, one that unfolded over the last 9 months or so. If you look back at the term, the look back reveals that the court, which has had a reputation for predictable ideological splits, has entered a new phase. This term, it sometimes worked with striking unanimity and assertiveness to review the actions of other branches of government. Partly for this reason, its relationship to the Obama administration has been a distinctly adversarial one. Would you say that was a way of describing the ruling? 800-510-8255. I was thinking back to how the president promoted health care or the health care law, because it really isn't about health care. It is about insurance. I get a kick out of listening to Nancy Pelosi talk about how this protects you from the insurance companies, when in fact Billy Towson, who is a former Republican congressman and the lead lobbyist for the insurance industry, was one of three people that really crafted the legislation. Anyway, this is something the news media has done a horrible job covering. Horrible. So the president repeats his persistent assurance that Americans who like their health insurance can simply keep it. Mitt Romney says that's not true, but, you know, you listen to the Republicans in its doomsday, and you listen to the Democrats and everything is wonderful. As a matter of fact, I think we ought to go back a little bit, Evan, and the Fox News Sunday program. We heard in the last half hour Chris Wallace talking to the White House Chief of Staff, and it was basically the Chief of Staff promoting Obamacare, it's wonderful, yada, yada, and Chris Wallace taking him to the woodshed, in a sense. So on the fair and balanced side, excuse me, here's Chris going after Senator Mitch McConnell about the repeal and replace comments, but yet the Republicans don't have anything to replace it with.
During the 2008 campaign, if voters elect a Republican president and a Republican Senate, your top priority will be, you say, to repeal and replace Obamacare. And I want to drill down into that with you. One of the keys to Obamacare is that it will extend insurance access to 30 million people who are now uninsured. In your replacement, how would you provide universal coverage?
Well, first, let me say the single best thing we could do for the American health care system is to get rid of Obamacare. Get rid of the $500 billion in Medicare cuts. Get rid of the $500 billion in taxes. In other words, the single biggest step we could take in the direction of improving American health care is to get rid of this monstrosity.
But if I may, sir, you talk about repeal and replace. How would you provide universal coverage?
I'll get to it in a minute. The first step we need to take is to get rid of what's there, this job-killing proposal that has all of these cuts to existing health care providers. Secondly, we need to go step by step to replace it with more modest reforms. There will not be a 2,700-page Republican alternative. We will not take a meat axe to the American health care system. We will pull out a scalpel and go step by step and make the kinds of more modest changes that would deal with the principal issue, which is cost. Things like interstate sales of health insurance. Right now, you don't have competition around the country in the selling of health insurance. That's a mistake. Things like lawsuit reform. Billions and billions of dollars are lost every year by hospitals and doctors in defensive
medicine. Respectfully, sir, we're going to run out of time, and I just want to ask, what specifically are you going to do to provide universal coverage to the 30 million people who are uninsured?
That is not the issue. The question is, how can you go step by step to improve the American health care system? It is already the finest health care system in the world.
But you don't think the 30 million people who are uninsured is an issue?
Let me tell you what we're not going to do. We're not going to turn the American healthcare system into a Western European system. That's exactly what is at the heart of Obamacare. They want to have the federal government take over all of American healthcare. Look, the federal government can't handle the healthcare it's already got. Medicare is in trouble already. Medicaid is in trouble already. We need to clean up the healthcare the federal government's already responsible for.
All right, so there's more of the usual blarney that we hear from both sides on this, and there really is a lot of blarney. Obama says if you're one of those 250 million Americans who have already have your health insurance, you'll keep your health insurance. The law will only make it more secure and more affordable. And Mr. Romney says Obamacare means that for up to 20 million Americans, they'll lose their insurance. The number of people who have questionable insurance or whatever, however you want to get at it. There seems to be a difference in the facts. Nothing in the law ensures that people happy with their policies can keep them. Employers will continue to have the right to modify coverage or even drop it. And some are expected to do that as more insurance alternatives become available to the population under this law. And I also understand there is, as far as guarantees, the guarantee that coverage will be available or cheaper, that's not necessarily true, so say the insurance companies. Here's Talkos John Hines with one of his callers who is happy that the Supreme Court upheld Obamacare.
Dave, hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Not too bad, and I'm very happy today. I didn't see this coming at all. And from a guy who's walked a mile in the shoes of a lot of Americans, that have been down the road of insurance and paying insurance and basically depleting a savings account because of it. Insurance for a long time in this country has been a scam. And I understand that people are trying to protect the insurance industry. But I've been paying insurance for my kids for the last 10 years. And my daughter got sick about 3 years ago, and I depleted a $70,000 savings account because most Americans don't know what's in their insurance plan. We pay our insurance. We feel comforted by the fact that we're paying our insurance. And our government finally had enough fortitude to say, we're going to change this because this isn't right. And throw your party affiliation to the side for just 1 second and walk in my shoes for one day. A guy who spent well over $100,000 in 2 years to make sure that my six-year-old daughter had the ability to have medicine, and wondering whether or not you're going to pay your electric bill or you're going to pay for medicine for your daughter. At the end of the day, I think all Americans can come to the conclusion that we're going to put medicine in our family because ultimately at the end of the day, we would do anything for our kids. And anybody who says that this is unconstitutional, our government was founded on the ability to make decisions and protect the people of this country, while the insurance companies have never protected the American people. And I know that for a fact because of who I am and the road I've gone down. And this is, when I heard it, I cried. Because I've been there.
Dave,
and I continue to go there on a daily basis.
Dave, I have to ask this question. How is your daughter now?
She has juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, 6 years old. She has knees that look like small basketballs. There is no cure for it. They can only comfort her and give her medicine that's going to give her the ability to do the things that she maybe can do. We've been told that she'll never play sports. My two older daughters are in basketball and softball. Love it. And then you have to say to your youngest daughter, well, you can't do that. And simply because it is what it is at the end of the day.
All right.
But like I said, we would do anything for our kids because that's how we're trained. That's how the human body and the mind is trained, is that we protect ourselves from the evil that's out there. And as far as I'm concerned, I was comforted by the fact that I was writing a check to my insurance company every month for $760.
That you thought would be covering what you needed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't at all.
All right, so we've heard all of the bits and pieces of what we monitored over the weekend from television and radio. Let's get to your calls. 800-510-8255 coming right up here on the countdown.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating the knees for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transfer.
inoperable warranty.
The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come.
Select styles only in store only. Valid for the second per week.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by visiting our Facebook page and giving us a like. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop these and exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're taking your calls now on Obamacare and the ruling, the Supreme Court. And maybe we'll talk a little about Chief Justice John Roberts, who basically could have taken down the entire massive health care law that his Republicans deride as Obamacare. He could have prevented the Supreme Court decision that largely disabled the most disputed aspects of Arizona's crackdown of illegal immigrants. He didn't do either one of those things, and in the process surprised and maybe dismayed a lot of observers. The outcomes are part of what we're discussing here. Nancy in Minnesota on the ruling.
You know what it reminded me of? It sounds similar to the health care that Congress already receives. I heard this on the news the other night. I believe that they already have health care for everyone in Congress, and no one is denied for a pre-existing condition, and that it's paid for by the taxpayers. And that's kind of what it reminded me of. I know I've said in the past that we're all one major medical away from homelessness. So I actually love the ruling a lot.
All right, nothing much new there, but thanks for your call. 800-510-8255, the outcomes, final days of the Supreme Court session this year, and we're running down what you think. Here's Ryan in Washington.
I'm very happy that the law was upheld and it was found constitutional. However, I do feel that there's still going to be a lot of people left out. Some states have barely even implemented the exchanges, because they were anticipating that this law was going to be struck down and unconstitutional. So at the end of the day, there's still going to be a lot of people that are left out and kind of hanging dry. But overall, I'm very happy that the law was passed. It's just about time, because if the insurance companies, in my personal opinion, did right by people, then the government wouldn't have to step in.
800-510-8255. Well, you heard what I had to say about the insurance companies already. Let's move on. A quick take from Mike in Utah now on the Supreme Court.
Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution says that all bills for raising revenue have to originate in the House. Now, this bill did not originate in the House. Came from the Senate, and they were trying to push it through as commerce. So does that not negate the bill, seeing as how the only way they deemed it constitutional was under the tax revenue collection of Congress?
All right. Sounds like a constitutional scholar in the making there, Mike. Thank you. 800-510-8255 to Minnesota we go, and Steve.
Why would the Supreme Court even talk about a tax when it wasn't referred to as a tax in the bill? As far as I'm concerned, the Obama administration put one over on us. I think he's going to lose the election because of it. And we've got a Supreme Court that bent over backwards at this standpoint to help him. You know, when they say it's not a tax, but you're gonna end up paying a penalty, well, the penalty isn't per se a tax, so to speak, like if you paid a traffic penalty in, you know, district court. But the bottom line of it is that we've got this so screwed up on semantics, I don't think there's any intelligence left on the Supreme Court.
Okay, so the Supreme Court, the bad guys. At any rate, this debate will continue, I'm betting, for a long time. More of it coming up later on in the week. In the meantime, the Supreme Court ruling on immigration is what we'll talk about next here on The Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here with the continuation of the countdown. Now, we talk about immigration. One of the things you're going to hear discussed a good deal this week is a question that's developing in the complex world of immigration. Can an illegal immigrant legally practice law in America? Not necessarily the focus of the Supreme Court ruling, because mostly it focused on the Arizona law, but wow. That would be a great debate or a discussion, wouldn't it, huh? I don't know why there should be a discussion. The answer ought to be no, but who knows what people will spin and twist on that one. Meanwhile, in the general overview of what the Supreme Court did last week or announced last week, here's radio host Joe Bartlett talking to Congressman Charles Gonzalez of Texas, who's the chairman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus.
Good or bad decision? I think it's a little bit in there for everybody. So what's your take as head of the Hispanic Caucus?
Well, the first disclaimer is I've not had a chance to really look at the opinion and see things. We have an early analysis that three out of the four provisions have been held unconstitutional. I will say this, though. It was reported to me that at the outset of oral argument, the Chief Justice Roberts told everybody there, we are not touching on profiling. Does everybody understand that? That is not before us. It's not right. We're not ready to entertain a challenge based on profiling. Now, the reason I say that is because the section that was upheld, 2B, is going to be all about profiling. And so I will tell you now, that is being challenged We'll see how that plays out. So it doesn't come as a total surprise, yet I thought there was an opening for the court to address the Section 2B about reasonable suspicion, detaining them, and verifying their status.
Well,
that part was basically upheld, but I think the court even was saying that's for a later date.
Yeah, but that's the most objectionable part, I would think, to the rule, and I guess in this decision, it's been upheld.
Well, no, not yet. I mean, I think once we read it, I think what they're going to be saying is, hey, look, we're not going to prejudge anything, but definitely if this is going to be about profiling and such, you've got a constitutional challenge. I do not want to diminish the importance of what was held unconstitutional. It is very clear that the court told the state of Arizona, as well as other states that have similar laws or may be contemplating similar laws, that immigration law is in the exclusive purview of the federal government. That's what they're saying. And I think that is incredibly important. I think it's important to the economic interests, to the individual workers, to the individual employers, and so on.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter by going to the listen box at DougStefan.com. Here's host Matt Murphy talking to the American Spectator's Jeffrey Lord about the particular way Mitt Romney has reacted to the Arizona immigration law interpretation by the Supreme Court.
Often is the case with the United States Supreme Court that they don't give either side exactly what they want. I mean, you know, both sides come out and claim victory after the decision on immigration. The one confusing part for me was the reaction of the Romney campaign. I was a little bit underwhelmed that they came out and took such a almost flatline, meaningless stand after the decision by the Supreme Court. What's your take?
Yeah, I mean, this, in candor, has been my concern, and I think the concern of a lot of people with Mitt Romney all along. I mean, Ronald Reagan, he isn't, and by that specifically, I mean, he doesn't have a very instinctively conservative, developed, philosophically sharp view of the world, and apparently whoever is around him is not helping him, because the response to this should have been pretty crystal clear here, and you know, it's concerning. You know, I think he's much better at this than he used to be. I think the primary helped, et cetera, but time will tell, and we'll move on.
You know,
a very good answer.
Well, no, you got
lemons make lemonade.
It was a political response, it seemed to me. It wasn't a response out of conviction. You know, Republicans, conservatives, libertarians, they seem to act in politics more out of conviction, and maybe that's because of my political leanings. Democrats, they fight to win. They're willing to forgive the core of their convictions to gain a victory. It seemed like Mitt Romney measured it so that he didn't tick off any brown-skinned people that were predisposed to vote for him in the fall.
Right. I mean, the problem he has here, I think, I mean, and this is the bane of the moderate Republican, is that they tend to the liberal side on some things, or the moderate liberal side, or as Barry Goldwater once said, the dime store New Deal. You know, there is this whole identity politics thing.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.